Hi, this is dictation for Dasia Johnson, DASIAJOHNSON. Date of service is 10/3/24. Date of birth 3/14/97. And date of accident is 2/11/2024. The patient presents for a physical therapy. She reportedly was a driver who was hit by a semi-truck. Which hit her in the back, leading to the symptoms of pain. Initially, the patient started having severe pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back, left hip and both shoulders, with shooting pain to the left arm and left leg, and with difficulty in walking and doing ADLs. But since the time of accident, she has been undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications. She attempted one epidural injection, but she developed a nausea and she doesn't want any more injections. Currently she reports that she wants to continue her physical therapy and also acupuncture and medications. She does report that the pain is quite improved and almost 60% improvement is there. She is able to continue her working. She is a cook and she is a supervisor. Pain level is around 6 to 7. No pain in the neck, shoulders or hip is reported. Lower back pain is reported to the tune of 4. And no shooting pain in the legs is reported. She does have a slight amount of depression, anxiety and agitation and lack of focus. However, she is able to carry on her home duties and work duties. Pain level is between 4 and 7. ADLs are affected 5. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review and for additional changes, as well as for substance abuse and for compliance plan. The physical examination reveals blood pressure 127/101, pulse 67, pulse oxygen 99. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 8/29/2024, dictation number 0902-007, along with diagnosis plan, is to continue the physical therapy only for the lower back to 2 times a week with traction massage, aqua therapy, McKenzie back program is reported, and also chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, yoga at home, stretching at home. The patient is allowed to work on a light duty job, 8 hours, 6 days for 5 pound lifting limit with other limitation. For her memories, I have provided an amendment of 5 mg daily for 30 days. Regarding the medication, we provided Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram is provided 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Zoloft is provided for anxiety and pain relief. The patient is deemed to be stable and her MRIs and were reviewed. All the options have been reviewed with her and her shoulder has no pathology. Only in the lumbar spine there is a issue of disc herniation of L4-5, L5-S1 with ligament of flavum thickening, as well as L3-4, and facet arthropathy as the causative pathology for pain. Patient has been advised regarding the role of the injection treatment as well as exercise. SI joint is also suspected, especially towards the left side, to be another causative agent, and the patient has not been very upbeat about the injection treatment and she hasn't come forward. She's advised to soak herself in a warm water at home and exercise, and if not relieved, then she'll be scheduled for such injections, provided she provides a consent. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.